Kid Craddock doubled your pay. But now it's time to find out what happens when everybody talks.
Everybody talks, everybody talks, everybody talks too much.
Just listen at 720 Central to figure out what everyone is talking about. We'll tell you if it's a person, place, or thing. Then, sometime within the hour, you'll hear audio clues to help you figure it out. Once the clues are out, we'll call a listener, and if they know the answer, they win $1,000 cash. And get this, we'll ask you one question about that person, place, or thing. Get it right, and double your money. Also, if you signed up for Double My Pay, you're already registered for Everybody Talks. Kid Craddock in the morning.
Coming up on the show,
yeah,
a performance in the Canalside Lounge, an interview with a group that's so different and cool. And to hear a guy able to freestyle, especially a white guy.
Right?
Where we just throw topics out and he gets them and like turns them into raps. The band is called Time Flies. And I think this is going to be like one of the biggest hits of the summer. I'd be surprised if it wasn't. This reminds me of the summer when this band called Boys Like Girls came out and they had a song called The Great Escape.
Mm-hmm.
And we heard it early and went, that's going to be the hit of the summer. And it was. I think this will be too. I Choose You by Everybody. I'm sorry, by Time Flies.
Go to their Facebook or their YouTube on Tuesdays. They do a cool freestyle.
Yeah, they do Tuesday freestyle where you get on their Ustream and you're chatting with them while they're making songs and you'd be like, hey, can you use the word nursery school? And then they'll work that into a rap. It's really, really cool.
And then some of them, they'll just write a bunch of words.
Yeah.
One of the guys will. He puts it in a bowl, and the guy sits there in front of the mic, and he just pulls out.
And he never stops rapping. He just keeps going, and it all ties in together. I don't know how he does it.
It was so impressive when he did that with us.
I don't know how he does it.
Really cool.
Yeah. So that's coming up a little bit later on in the show with Kid Craddock in the morning, but we are just past the time to do Everybody Talks. We give you a clue right now. We tell you if it's a person, place, or thing. And another clue will follow this one in 15 minutes for Everybody Talks.
Everybody Talks, man.
Here is today's first audio clue. It is a thing. What we're talking about today is a thing.
Okay.
Here's the clue.
Well, you know, the goal was not to make a darker sequel, honestly. It was to make a movie that was sort of a thrilling adventure ride.
Okay, that's all we're going to give you right now.
All right. Got it.
There'll be a Twitter clue posted right now. You already have it?
Yeah.
Wow.
He's good.
There's a Twitter clue posted on my Twitter right now, so follow me, at Kid Craddock, and you'll get that Twitter clue. And like I said, in 15 minutes, we'll come back and give you the second audio clue. And then, you don't call us, we call you.
You.
And because you signed up on Kid Nation, we'll just go through the numbers that the computer spits out, and we'll start calling them until we have somebody that answers, and then we'll ask them live on the air if they know the answer.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
If they weren't listening,
we're
not going to win, but we'll call up to three people before we give up for the day. We have not once had a day go by without a winner. Not once. In fact, in 8 days, we've given away $13,000 in cash.
Impressive. And those are checks you can take to the bank.
We could have kept that money. We
could have had a really awesome Christmas party at the end of the year.
There's lots of stuff we could use around here.
Yeah.
You know. I'd like to get put a Starbucks in here. That'd be cool.
Or a vending machine.
Ski ball.
Mm-hmm.
Because you guys all drink coffee and I don't. I would love to own a Starbucks in here because I could make the pricing anything I want.
Could we get a juice bar,
I could be
too?
No coffee machines allowed. There's a Starbucks. Go to Starbucks. And I can raise the price and everything and really make a bunch of money off you guys.
And you can sell Coke at the Starbucks since you...
See, that's the reason I don't go. They're too uppity to sell soft drinks.
I know.
I hate them for that.
No.
All right. So anyway, we've got that next clue coming up in 15.
California.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello. What the hell? Who is this? And why are you calling me so early in the morning?
No, you called us.
Why? Is this the person that keeps calling me and hanging up? You better check yourself before you wreck yourself because my boyfriend husband will kill you with his biceps. He works out every day. Who is this?
Boyfriend husband.
Oh, is that you, Jesse?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess I cute butt dialed you. I'm so cute. I'm so cute even when I don't know it.
Cute butt dialed.
Yes, you are.
Jesse, where are you this morning and why am I the hottest superstar wife?
I'm at work and I don't know. You just are.
Did you answer both questions?
Yes.
Okay. Jesse, I want you to close your eyes.
Okay.
And I want you to be honest with me about something, okay?
Why do I need to close
my
eyes?
Tell me the truth.
Close your eyes, Jesse.
Am I hotter than Kelly and Jenna combined?
Yes. Sorry, girls.
That's all right. She's pregnant and way bigger than me right now.
Take the best parts from each of them.
Okay.
take the best parts from Jenna and the best parts from Kelly and put them all together like our Mr. Potato Head.
Okay.
What would be Kelly's best parts?
Ooh, boy.
That you would use?
I like Kelly's legs.
Okay.
Thanks, JC.
Better than mine? I hope so, because you're not touching mine again. And what's your favorite part of Jenna?
Jenna's got good arms.
Her arms. Oh, because she doesn't have fat arms like your wife.
No, I didn't. What?
I heard.
See, there's no yet. Yeah,
oh, that's nice.
No. Why are you asking me questions when you're going to get upset when I answer them?
Why don't you like my legs, JC?
Would you marry one of them if I died?
I can't do double leg. What?
You going to marry one of them if I die? If I die, would you marry Jenna or Kelly?
Probably both of them at the same time.
Good answer.
I should have never had babies.
Well, you said you liked them both, so I might as well go with somebody you like.
All right, but you did say that I am hotter than both of them.
Yes. Okay.
But I would have probably an advantage, you know, as far as being a mother to your children, Kenzie. Yeah. Because I've already been there, done that. And look what an incredible job I've
Jenna,
done.
So what's your
for dog at
You left your dog at daycare.
Jenna would just...
Jenna, mommy needed to go out for a drink.
Jenna would just leave our kids at the dog park.
You know what? Whatever. I don't have any excuses for it. You're right.
Well, I win. I'm hotter than Jenna.
You are way hotter, but if you die, I get JC. Yeah, deal?
Where's my prize?
You get a baby.
I want shoes and a gift certificate for shoes.
You can't create your own contest and then win the contest and then expect a prize after you create the contest.
JC, you know I need, well, I guess you don't know, but I need shoes because the world is such a better place now that I have a whole extra closet for shoes.
I know, but you...
And it's all because my husband is such a good person.
Mm-hmm.
What JC is too modest to tell you...
What?
Or maybe he won't tell you because he doesn't know either.
Okay.
Is that last night he donated all of his clothes to charity.
Aww,
nice, JC.
Isn't that amazing?
See, the problem is you've done this before.
And that frees up an entire closet for me to use for shoes. Good for you, JC.
No. Because you did this before.
They did it so quietly when you were sleeping last night. I think I gave them to, like, Greenpeace or something. They pulled away in a little truck, and my whole closet was free for shoes.
Nice. I'm happy for you.
So I hope you like what you have on, JC. It's the only clothes you have.
Well, it's a Van Halen shirt. It's
I'm sure
cool.
It's jeans and a t-shirt like every other day. Why do you need more than one? You don't. Case closed. Duh.
Yep.
JC?
What?
Are you going to drag me to another stupid movie this weekend?
No.
Please don't make me see Star Trek.
I'm not going to make you see Star Trek.
I don't like Star Trek.
I do want to see The Hangover when it comes out.
I know that guy Chris is in it. Chris
Pine.
Oh, I thought it was Pine.
Pine.
Well,
Chris Pine. He's super hot, and I would have babies with him for sure if he asked me nicely, but I don't like space movies, Jesse. Don't make me go.
Especially, me either.
Especially space movies where everybody has funny ears. Like that Spock guy has funny pointed ears. How did he ever make it as a baby doctor?
What's
crazy?
What do you mean?
It's a different Spock.
Huh?
Mr. Spock is not Dr. Spock.
And then that Captain Kirk guy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He has three ears, right?
Huh?
I don't know.
Three?
Why would he have three ears?
You have a lot of Star Trek knowledge.
He talks about it in the beginning of every show. He's like, he's got like a left ear, a right ear, and a final front ear.
Oh, there's a frontier.
Yeah,
the final
frontier. I would never have babies with a man with a front ear.
I know, that'd be kind of awkward looking.
Front ears are weird. How do you wear sunglasses?
Yeah.
I'm gonna go. Come home.
All right.
Bring shoes.
Just thought-provoking.
Craddock in the morning.
Pina.
Chris.
Pina.
Hammer.
Pina.
No, Kenzie, it's Chris Pine. It's one of my closer friends.
Mm. Oh, yeah, you guys
I didn't realize he was French.
Coming up, the second audio clue for Everybody Talks. The Twitter clue is posted. And we gave you the secret word earlier for the Taylor Swift contest. Who knows? We might be working that in the conversation later on. The shocking development with viral superstar Kai, the hatchet-wielding hitchhiker, has been arrested for murder in New York City in what looks like a professional escort kind of situation with a dude.
I don't know if it's professional escort. I think
the way he's describing it, it's...
I have a story that I read from a reporter in that area that might...
Shed some light?
Shed a little light.
This Kai guy, he was in California, if you recall, when he got famous. He was picked up hitchhiking. And the guy who was driving, by the
crazy.
Way, he just had his court date, and he
He's pleading insanity for what he did. Yeah.
I didn't know how to say pleaded.
He pled.
I think it's pleaded.
I always say pleaded because I always think pled sounds wrong too.
I don't think there's a pled.
How about he entered a plea?
Yeah, he entered a plea of not guilty by reason of insanity. Mm-hmm. Well, this guy apparently tried to run over an electric company guy,
pinned him
while Kai was in the car.
Yeah.
And then he started trying to attack two women, and Kai got out and grabbed a hatchet out of his backpack. Smash. And Kai thought he killed the guy. Mm-hmm. From the interview, you could tell, but he didn't kill the guy. The guy's fine. But now Kai is accused of actually killing a guy in his home, a 73-year-old lawyer who has... Kai's been very well known to have been in Times Square for the last few weeks. Everybody knows he's there because he's making money. He's walking around taking pictures.
Yeah, and he's taking, like, fans will invite him over. Hey, come hang out with me. And he'll come hang out with them for a few days at their house and do some surfing. That's the way he lives.
And there was a guy that was...
Free spirit.
He was supposed to stay with one guy the night that this happened, apparently. Yeah. And he's a reporter, and he wrote an article about it.
Ah, okay. Well, you can fill us in on that.
And I'll fill you in on that, and then we can lead into the lawyer thing.
It's one man's opinion.
Yeah.
Right? But still might shed
some light. That's not a bad one. It's just
precisely the reason you should not house strangers from other countries.
Exactly.
Well,
this could be you.
A good reason to not do it, but then again,
it depends on how
to do it.
It depends on how attractive Al finds that stranger, you know?
No, I wouldn't even.
Which, in the case of Kai, this looks like. I'm sorry, but why would a 73-year-old lawyer bring home a homeless man?
Because that's
because and then they find him dead in his underwear and
just
socks.
Give him a shower.
Yeah.
Are you saying you kind of understand what kind of Facebook
you
believe that?
Look like they had a deal going.
I don't know. About
not based upon what he said.
I don't think the deal.
Well, that's what I would say too. If I killed him.
The Kid Nation app. Hear the show and watch it 24/7 on your iPhone or Android. Get it in the App Store right now. Kid Craddock in the morning.
What does that music make you feel? Do you feel anything?
I feel like something that made me laugh a few years ago.
Yeah. It makes me feel like Thursday nights.
Yeah. It feels far away, though.
Yeah. Kelly, make you feel anything at all?
No, I know what it is, but no, I didn't ever watch the show.
Big Al?
Never fire the hilarious black guy.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
You don't fire the hilarious black guy from The Office.
I watched it kind of like you, because of you, I guess I should say, because I know you were such a huge fan of
it. Huge, yeah.
And I tried to get into it, and I just didn't do anything.
It's a sad day when you realize that the passion has died for anything. It used to be when the show first came on, I would stop everything to watch it. And I don't mean DVR it. I mean, I would watch it live every single Thursday night. And now I can't even remember to watch the final episode of the show. You know?
Yeah.
The Office ended its 8-year run last night, 9-year run. And at this point, it was a mercy killing. It used to be so good. I mean, I'll be honest, a small tear drops from my eyes like every time I think about how great The Office used to be. How like brazenly inconsiderate Michael Scott is. What a jerk he is. How he brought in Pam, the receptionist, to his office one day on April Fool's Day and fired her and then went, April Fool's Day! like just the worst boss ever. He did all these horrible things, but somehow we didn't think of him as a horrible person because they expertly would give us something to hold on to like him or to feel bad for him, you know? And just great writing. It was the first show that proved that awkward is the new funny, you know? And for that, it should be remembered forever.
All right.
The first 4 years. For me, the show jumped the shark long before Steve Carell ever left.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When?
So, spoiler alert. Let's turn the radio down. I'm told Dwight and Angela get married on the episode.
Okay.
On the beet farm?
Steve Carell comes back as Michael Scott to be Dwight's best man. And it was set a full year after last week's episode. So a lot of stuff happened that we...
So a year went by between last week and this week.
Yeah, and it turns out that they fired half the people, you know, and they came back. Andy, played by Ed Helms, came back after failing at his attempt to cash in on being a viral video star. And Pam and Jim quit Dunder Mifflin and moved to Austin.
Oh.
Yeah.
Keeps Austin weird.
But fans who watched the show last night said the best moment of the finale is when Dwight sees Michael for the first time and says, Michael, I can't believe you came. And, of course, Michael says,
that's what she said.
So they ended it with that.
Nice.
Really?
The end of The Office. All right, we have our second clue right now. You ready?
Yep, ready.
For Everybody Talks.
Come on.
clue number two on deck two. And here, that's for me, not for you. Okay. Here it comes. Clue right. number two. Ready?
Ready.
Me too.
On Kid Craddock in the morning.
Uh-huh.
Ah, Kirk, my old friend. Mm. Do you know the Klingon proverb that tells us revenge
okay,
is
okay, that
a
should
dish?
Be enough. That should be
that
plenty.
Gave it. That gave it.
Yep.
That should be plenty. If you know the answer, don't do anything. Just wait for your phone to ring, because we're taking names of people who signed up on Kid Nation and hooking them up with a phone call. And if during that phone call, they tell us they know what that is and get it right, they win $1,000. Then we'll ask a question about that show. We'll ask a question about the answer. But the first clue told you what it was.
Yeah. Right.
And the second one, too. And if you get it right, you win an extra $1,000. That's $2,000 to give away this morning to add to the $13,000 we've given away in 8 days.
So, dog, with the last episode last night, did that make you cry, make you emotional or anything?
No, I'm good. I didn't cry or get emotional. I told you I didn't watch it, remember?
Well, just knowing that it's over.
Yeah, you're good, Al. We're fine.
Just asking.
What direction was he going? I know. I didn't see his little piece
Hold
of
on,
paper.
Mic's off for a second. Mic's off. Okay, mic's back on.
So okay. Hey, kid, I wonder if you feel the same way about Modern Family. Do you still watch it like you used to?
No, it's jumped the shark, too.
Because I don't watch that anymore. Either.
I'm a tough TV viewer. I don't give you a lot of chance, but to me, it's jumped the shark. It still has better moments than The Office had this season, but it's close. It's about where The Office was after the fourth season.
So you don't have a sitcom right now?
No, it's hard to keep. It's hard to keep me interested after 4 years.
You're single.
The writing is so hard. Mm-hmm. You know, to
that's
be
the thing though. You got to go away when people still want it.
Exactly.
Like I feel like that way about Breaking Bad. You know,
yeah.
It's only been on for what? There's only five seasons.
It's
of
easier
it,
to do with a drama.
I don't even know, but
it's really hard to do with comedy.
And it's gonna end.
Yeah.
It's gonna end this summer, and you know someone's gonna die, and it's gonna be.
I know.
Well, dramas are continuous.
I don't want it to end.
Yeah. Was The Office continuous, or was it like Modern Family?
It
where kind it just of
kinda told a story, didn't it?
It had storylines sometimes, and sometimes it was
just random
stand
stuff.
On its own thing. But speaking of drama, how about Kai, the hatchet-wielding hitchhiker that became famous a few months back for...
Smash, smash, smash!
He was such a hero to all of us because he saved those women from maybe being murdered by this guy who has now claimed in court that he's not guilty by reason of insanity. This was not something that Kai invented. Kai really was heroic in this situation. He doesn't appear to be heroic now.
No. He's in jail, $3 million bond.
The homeless hatchet-wielding hitchhiker who became an internet hero was arrested Thursday for beating a New York lawyer to death inside his home.
And the night before this...
Hold on, let me just do the story, then you can tell it.
Yeah.
Caleb Kai McGilvery, that's his real name, whose star turn as Kai the hatchet-wielding hitchhiker, came after he intervened in an attack on a California utility worker. He was arrested at a Philadelphia bus station, according to the prosecutor. I believe everyone's a little safer with this person off the streets, the prosecutor said. Kai was charged with killing Joseph Galfie, a Clark, New Jersey man. His bail is set at $3 million. The victim's body was found 2 days after authorities said that the man met Kai in Times Square. They found the 73-year-old victim wearing only his underwear and socks by police who went to his home when he didn't go to work. The men are believed to have had a sexual encounter over the weekend, according to the prosecutor. See, this is the underbelly of the homeless thing that nobody wants to talk about or think about.
Yeah.
The prosecutor says that based on a status update from Kai on his Facebook page, the encounter was sexual in nature, though he declined to go into specific detail. But on his Facebook page on Tuesday, Kai posted this. What would you do if you awoke in a stranger's house and found you'd been drugged and sexually assaulted? And one of the comments said, you should have hit him with your hatchet. And Kai wrote back his final comment ever on Facebook. I like that idea.
Did you see what the guy wrote after that? He goes, dude, I didn't literally mean for you to do it. I was just kidding.
Yeah. Kai met the victim on Saturday in Times Square, then spent at least two nights in his home on a cul-de-sac in Clark, New Jersey, a quiet community 20 miles west of New York. After the alleged assault, Kai was believed to have cut his hair to change his appearance, but police recognized him at a Philadelphia train station where he is charged with second-degree murder.
Now, we don't know what went on in there. Only Kai knows and the guy who passed away. But a guy from the New York Daily News actually did an article about it. And it started, this is the first one I read, and it caught me because it said Kai, the hitchhiking hero, went to murder overnight. And he almost spent the night on my couch the night before the murder.
The reporter's
couch. The reporter said that. And so apparently back when Kai hit the dude with the hatchet, like all of us did, he sent him a message and said, hey, if you ever need a place to crash, hit me up. I'm in New York.
Okay.
And so Kai basically 3 months later hit him up and said, hey, I just dropped down from Rhode Island. I've been staying with a friend in Brooklyn, but her landlord's being a jerk and they're getting kicked out of the house. You don't have a couch I could stay on for a couple of days, right?
Yeah. Al, you've heard that before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so the guy, the New York Daily News guy was like, well, how long are you going to be staying? And Kai goes, I can't call it. And so he goes, well, let me ask my fiance and my roommate.
Oh, man.
So he went, you know, can you imagine going up to your fiance and roommate? Hey, can I have a homeless guy that beat a guy with a hatchet stay at our house for a couple days?
Yeah, but he's also a celebrity.
But he's a celebrity.
Yeah.
And you're a reporter, so this
and
would
be
good.
And a hero.
Right.
Yeah.
At that point.
But obviously his fiance said absolutely not.
Wow.
And so then Kai, he told Kai, and Kai was really cool about it. He said, all right, man, well, thank you for the offer anyways.
Yeah.
And ended up meeting this guy out in Times Square. And he does this every day. If you go to his Facebook, he posts about where he's staying. He stays in people's houses all the time, and all the people that post about Kai say they had great times with him. They just do music.
Wow.
He used his fame to get a place to live. He didn't use it to get a job or anything, but he used it to make money and get a place to live. That's why he went to Times Square, is because he figured that's where he would be the most recognized. And he could walk around like the naked cowboy, and people would pay him to take pictures.
Right.
And you go to Times Square now, you'll see, swear to God, Mickey Mouse.
Mm-hmm.
Like some ghetto Mickey Mouse
Cookie
costume.
Monster, Elmo.
Cookie Monster, Elmo, Spider-Man.
Batman.
It's just where they go and where they hang out.
Naked Cowboy. Anybody, like, that seems to be like the ground zero for any viral star as well to go. And, you know, oh, look, it's the Charlie Bit My Finger guy.
But you might get beaten up by a weird-looking Cookie Monster if you don't pay him for the picture.
That's right. That's right.
But
he smells. And
yeah.
Yeah, so apparently, I mean, what you could kind of presume is that this guy made an offer to Kai, like, come see me, come stay with me, and then said, I'll give you this if you do this. Who knows? But they're saying the encounter was sexual in nature.
Well,
and the guy ended up dead.
Don't you hate when viral catchphrases are ruined because someone murders someone?
Yeah, that's...
But seriously, he had some good phrases, but now I feel like we can't say them anymore.
No, you can't. I can't call it. How many times are you going to say that in court?
That's scary.
And when did you arrive at the victim's house?
I can't call it.
Oh, he won't be allowed to testify in his own defense. He'd probably be one of those guys, I'll represent myself.
Yeah, he will.
You know?
Yeah. Well,
he'll
he's going to say, this is the truth. This is what happened.
He'll plead. He'll have the same plea as the guy he was a hero for.
Uh-huh. He'll
plead not guilty by reason of insanity.
Yeah. And this guy was assaulting me, and I just was so mad.
But it's probably an accurate plea. I mean, the guy probably is crazy.
I don't know if he's crazy.
I mean, would that be such a shock that a homeless guy in New York City is crazy?
He just didn't.
They all are.
If he was really sexually assaulted, he just doesn't understand right from wrong. You're supposed to go to the police. You don't do street justice at the guy's house.
Well, that's what he's famous for, street justice.
You don't know if he was sexually assaulted or if he didn't get paid.
Right, we don't know.
You know?
Why
would a 73-year-old lawyer pick up a homeless guy and take him home?
So thousands.
Give me a good reason.
He stayed at thousands of houses, and this is the one time.
Yeah.
Thousands of people's houses he stayed at.
It's just, but that's.
And not once has this been.
The prosecutor says the encounter was sexual in nature.
Because he was assaulted.
And Kai is saying that according to this Facebook page. But Kai is saying he wasn't a willing participant according to the Facebook page.
The post was posted before the guy was killed.
So that hatchet-wielding hitchhiker could not protect himself from a 73-year-old man.
He's saying he was drugged.
He was drugged. He was passed out.
He woke up. That's what he's saying. This is, you know.
I woke up with his DNA.
Yeah.
On me.
His body. Okay. Yeah.
And he went to the mirror. He confirmed it. And that's what he posted on his Facebook.
That worked for OJ. We'll see if that works for him.
Hey, man, if he was sexually assaulted and he's that mad, the wrong thing to do is kill him. But
it is the wrong thing to do.
But
how many men are saying, I would have killed him
too?
How many men are saying that?
Yeah.
So you kill him in self-defense and then you go
to the police. How many parents say, if anybody ever touched my child, I'll kill that person?
You go to the police.
You know, people all say that.
I'm saying if you killed him in self-defense, you then immediately go to the police.
He's homeless. He doesn't understand the law. He doesn't really.
He's crazy.
He should date Amanda Bynes.
He's crazy.
I don't know that he's crazy.
The man's crazy.
He's just on a different level of reality.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
If you choose to live that way, you're crazy.
Yeah. All right. So we got two things going on here. We got people calling us to win a contest, and we're calling people to win a contest all at the same time. How cool is that?
That's crazy.
Cool.
The people calling us are the people who heard me say the word teardrops. That was the secret word today. Drops on my guitar. And I worked it in during the office talk.
Everybody, Al didn't hear it, though.
Maybe I did hear it, and that's what kind of triggered in my head.
I even stumbled over it, and Al still didn't hear it.
I didn't know what he was holding up. I'm like, what are you doing?
Afterwards, Al's going, kid, did you get a little emotional?
Well, at least I didn't say it.
Al, I already said the freaking word.
At least I didn't say it.
Yeah.
That's why we turned off the mics earlier. Yeah.
So, we said the secret word. Let's get us a winner for a Taylor Swift trip. Okay.
All right.
Let's go. Here we go. Go ahead and press it. Kid Craddock in the morning. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Kristen.
Kristen, what is the secret word today?
Teardrop.
Teardrop is correct. You knew that. That's why you were calling, and we're giving you a free trip to see Taylor Swift in concert. Congratulations.
Yay. Thank you so much.
You don't sound all that excited. Yay.
She's working. I'm just at work.
Oh, you are.
What do?
You have a job where everybody has to be quiet?
I'm a nurse at a doctor's office, so yeah.
Is it a mental institution? Because then you could scream and be fine.
Well, yeah, it kind of is. So
it kind of is. Yeah. All right, Taylor Swift, live in concert. It's me and Mom. Are you taking your mom or are you taking one of your kids?
No, I'm going to take my 9-year-old daughter, Cameron.
Oh, perfect. Uh-oh. That's why we came up We came up with this contest for 9-year-old daughters and mommies.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Now you have a tough decision to make. What city would you like to see Taylor Swift in? And I'll give you the dates, too, okay?
Okay, what are they?
We have Denver in 2 weeks. We have Chicago August 10th. And we have Nashville September 21st.
Let's go with Nashville.
Nashville on September 21st. Now you've got a long time to look forward to this. Congratulations to you and your daughter.
You can hold that over your kid's head for like 3-4 months.
You're not going.
Uh-huh.
You're not going unless you ship up or shape out.
That's pretty great.
Hang on just a minute, Kristen, okay?
Thank you.
There is trip number 3. We already gave away New Jersey and San Diego. Now Nashville's gone. That leaves Chicago and Denver.
Cool.
And we'll keep this going on Monday and Tuesday to try to give away those Taylor Swift trips with Kid Craddock in the morning. All right, let's do this. Everybody talks. This is where we're calling people. And we have somebody we just called on the line right now. Hello, is Patty Torres there?
Shout out.
Yes, it's me.
Hi, Patty Torres. How are you?
Fine.
Thank you for answering the phone. I know. How did it come up on your phone? Did it come up as an unrecognized number or what?
Yeah, it came up as a number that I didn't recognize. It was I don't have my glasses on, but it was a long number. It wasn't anybody I knew.
But you answered anyway in case it's us?
Yes.
Awesome. Did you ever think you'd get called?
No, I'm one of the persons that just never will even enter because I know I'm not going to get called.
Yeah, that's how
and
I feel, too.
Yesterday, I just thought, I might as well,
Yeah. Let me make a guess here. Do I have any idea where she lives? No, right? I can tell by her speech pattern that she is from Mississippi. Am I right about that?
No, I'm sorry.
Dang it. You're not from Mississippi?
I'm from Sweetwater, Texas.
Sweetwater.
There you go.
All right, Patty Torres, you have just won $1,000 in cash because you knew the answer. Well, I'm assuming you know the answer. What is the answer? We have to ask you that first.
Gosh, I've been waiting so long and so excited. I'm afraid I'm going to mess up, but it's Star Trek Into the Darkness.
Yeah, we'll take that. Star Trek.
Perfect.
$1,000 in cash. Ready to make it 2,000?
Yes.
Let's try to make it 2,000 right now. Very simple question. Okay. Not an easy question, but a simple question to understand.
Okay.
I just need the name of the creator of Star Trek. Can you give me that?
Oh, man, I know.
5?
Ray Roddenberry?
I'm gonna accept that. Gene Roddenberry.
Wow. Wow, what a good answer.
Wow, I didn't expect that. We're going to give you another $1,000.
Wow.
That's 2,000.
What a great day.
That was a great day.
Patty,
you're like the president of Sweetwater right now.
My goal is to leave here today, going into the weekend, giving away 15 grand in this contest, and that's exactly where we are right now. What are you doing with $2,000, Patty? Hello?
I want to do something for my family. My son's going to be a senior. My daughter just graduated from college, so it's just going to be something. We've all got car issues and stuff, so it's going to be something for them.
It's just deciding where to put it. You got plenty of places to
put it. Nice. Yeah. Congratulations,
right.
Baby.
It's already spent,
Already spent. Cool. Everybody talks. Congratulations.
Kid Craddock in the morning.
Good morning.
You're listening to Kid Craddock in the morning.
Welcome to the Canal Side Lounge with Kid Craddock in the morning and the band called Time Flies.
Yeah, it sure does.
You know what? So you guys won a battle of the bands and got to open for Luda?
Yeah. We won that, got to open for Ludacris.
How sick is that?
Wow.
Oh, we played a funk cover of I've Got Hoes, and it was...
would you guys do a song for us?
I think we could do that.
You're going to get some on the piano, right?
Yeah. Well, we've actually never done this on the piano, but this kid can play everything. And we saw a piano, and you know, this is one of the best studios we've played in.
So you normally play guitar.
We play guitar on this.
Yeah.
We're going to do our brand new single, I Choose You, off our new album coming out in the end of summer.
At the end of this summer.
It's for the ladies, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Everybody needs somebody love.
Something for the ladies.
First time on piano, so let's see how it's going.
That's so cool that you're giving us this exclusive here, this debut thing. So give it up, you guys, for Cal and Rez. They are Time Flies.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice New York, travel on my mind. Cross town to the west and I'm wasting my time. Down south, back roads, dust clouds, yeah. Chevrolet in the backseat, but it wasn't there. See, I missed the flight at a Heathrow. Got stuck up in a one-room flat. She's so fit, trying to hold me down while I was just trying to get back. Malibu, bleach blonde, crashing on these shores. Had a smile shining like gold, but that smile wasn't yours. I know, I know, I know, I know. See, I know, I know, I know, I know. See, I know, I know, I know, I know. I know, I know, I know. See, everybody needs somebody to love. Everybody needs somebody to love. And I choose you. You know that I choose you. See, everybody needs somebody to love. Everybody needs somebody to love. And I choose you. Yeah, and I choose you. So baby, I choose you, ooh yeah, you know that I choose you. So baby, I choose you. So everybody needs somebody to love. See, you're every place that I've been, baby. You're every face that I've seen. You're everywhere and I'm going crazy. Your body's racking my dreams. You're always up in my mind. You're everywhere that I go. You're everything and it's time. So, girl, I'm letting you know that I'm rolling up in a fly whip. Come ride this and just close your eyes. Showing up on my side, kick my superhero with a dope disguise. No wonder woman, all our dreams are coming true. So don't be scared of losing me, cause I'm always choosing you. Everybody needs somebody to love. Everybody needs somebody to love. And I choose you. Yeah. And I choose you. You know that I choose you. Ooh, yeah. So baby, I choose you. You know that I choose you. See, everybody needs somebody to love. And I choose, I need somebody love, alright. I need somebody love, yeah. I need somebody love. If you need somebody love, then I choose you.
Hey, pull your mic back over. Let's get the guitar out, alright?
Wait, we
got something else to do here?
Are we doing the world's cheesiest song right now?
Okay, so, cool.
Because that's a piano thing.
All right. Since you're so good at freestyle, I got a quick request for you, okay? We were talking about American Idol and how every time there's a champion crowned, they are forced to sing this cheesy song that Kira Diaguardi or somebody writes for them that's always the same message.
Conquering mountains. There's
something about
and
mountains.
You can climb the mountain and soar to the top. And you're the greatest. Yeah. And you know, I overcame all my obstacles and now I'm living my dream and never give up on your dream. And so I just played a music bed under and I'm like, rise to the top, you can... accomplish, but I didn't say accomplish. I accidentally said accomplish it all.
You stuttered.
Yeah.
Accomplish it all.
Rise to the top. You can accomplish it all. So we put that together and piece it together and put it on iTunes, and it became the number one ringtone in the country, like really quick. It lasted about 5 minutes.
And it was on comedy.
But it's still true. Yeah. It happened.
Yeah. And then we got some celebrities saying it and stuff, and If you could do a Rise to the Top, You Can Accomplish It All song.
Rise to the Top, You Can Accomplish It All.
I'm telling you, it's going to be a huge hit. And you're
the cheesier, the better.
Yeah. And you're just going to make this up.
No homo, would it?
No, you know what I mean.
He's saying go with every cliche, cheesy thing you can think of.
I have to know the process here. How do you know what to play musically?
Feels
he's
right.
gonna play the
feels
cheesiest
right,
thing
yeah.
he can
cheesiest
think of,
possible.
And I'm gonna straight vibe off him.
Okay,
Rise to the Top, You Can Accomplish It All. I need to put myself in like the Miss Congeniality.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. You're in a beauty pageant. Yeah. Okay.
Let me get there.
Did you love intro?
Callum Rez,
hit me with a beautiful intro if you can.
On the spot.
A beautiful.
You can start, say sing from the heart, but you know you will find with every mountain you climb, this will be where you are. If you shoot and shoot for the stars, but if you rise, you'll never fall, because we, I said we can accomplish it all.
Oh, rise to the top. We can. Oh, did I black out on the one thing I had to say? Well, let's get verse two. Verse two.
Whatever you need, I'll make you believe in me, in you, in us, in trust, 'cause we know that we're who we are, because me and you are the stars. But as long as we never fall, we'll rise to the top and accomplish it all.
First of all, this was supposed to be cheesy, not super good.
Yeah.
No, it's good.
No, I'm like...
That was a real song.
I'd probably go ahead and buy that.
All right, so you do this a lot, the freestyle thing. We'll just yell out topics.
I'll point at you and I need you to yell something. Or you can just yell whenever you want.
There ain't no love in the heart of the city. Yeah. Say yeah, ain't no love in the heart of town.
Guy wearing yoga pants.
See, squared off, you know the dance. I only like when girls are rocking out their yoga pants, 'cause when you see the dude, yeah, you know I'm kind of full, and I'm probably throwing up when I go and see the bulge, but I ain't rocking what I'm preaching now. Yeah, I'm seven, I'm stepping while she's rocking on that Lululemon. And if you want to get her, this station, while she's bending over doing sun salutation. Hey.
Ridiculous. Ridiculous. I wouldn't have believed
sun
it.
Sun salutation.
Keep going. My mom's a yoga teacher. That's not fair.
No way. All right.
Set that up too easy.
See. I got it.
You don't have to feel out the topics. No. You just got to yell words.
Jenna's got Botox in her underarms. Keep her from sweating.
Pits.
Yeah. Wait, what?
She's got Botox. My armpits.
Armpit Botox. Keep her from sweating.
That's right.
Yeah, work it.
Hey, yeah. Get back for me to start this. A sweaty flow. Botox in the armpits. But when I'm dropping off, they feel it. But you ain't gonna stop, 'cause you know you can hear it. But I'm rocking under. I'm saying it's for me. But you got Bear Grylls. He's repping for that degree. And if you stop it from sweating, you know I'm heavy off the top, 'cause I've been looking for topics. So you gonna say it when I drop in that.
He dropped it.
Yeah, no, so that's when you're supposed to yell the topic back at me.
We'll be better.
Vanity glasses. Sorry.
Vanity glasses?
Yeah, come on.
Sure. What is it? Vanity glasses.
Yeah, come vanity. What he's wearing.
They're not real.
They're not real.
Yeah. They're just made out of glasses material.
Yeah.
Sometimes looking, I'm out, question my sanity, because I'm only rocking glass, no frames. Yeah, that's my sanity. My vanity is knowing that's the best look, 'cause I rock glasses with no frames, like my name was Russell Westbrook. And what we holding on, I do it for the style. I can see it in your face while I'm rocking out my smile, living dreams. Yeah, I'm deep though, rocking some fresh frames. They call all of the peoples. And if you
Justin Bieber.
Rocket, man, I leave her, 'cause I'm a believer in that dude Justin Bieber. But crazy, I'm looking at you, lady, and this was due to Chris while he be rapping on Baby. And was he feeling it though when they be rocking it on the Rams? When I be telling you all my dreams, you'll be looking at the times and say, damn, the kid was dope, yeah. When they came fresh and then they had all did their first show ever while they was rocking out on the piano. When they said that I lose you, 'cause they was rapping out that I choose you. And
angry pregnant wife.
Oh, no.
Angry pregnant wife.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Real top, this is life. Cause nothing worse than having your angry pregnant wife. If you get this, and you was asking for forgiveness while she was bent over at the toilet with morning sickness and telling you that this is how I live. Man, are you ready to go and have this kid?
Taking selfies in the bathroom.
Oh.
Selfies.
And I know you got one now for next, right?
It's bacon month at Denny's. It is. They have bacon in the
is
ice
Denny's
cream.
Is Denny's paying you?
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
I should be here. Saving up my pennies, ordering bacon milkshakes, I hang at Denny's. That's the $3 lunch you never save, but that's the pancakes and eggs you know I crave. But I walked away and said, babe, I'll see you soon. Went and took a Snapchat selfie in the bathroom, sent it to my girl and a couple friends, and she could save it for me. See, when the world ends, they know that I'll be going ham like bacon mother Denny's. Selfies on my Instagram if you need a when I'm traveling, no. Yeah, I know why. As long as that filter has got some lo-fi.
Hey.
Wow.
Can we go on
give
tour with you?
Give it up. Dude, that,
so good.
That is such a unique and incredible skill that you have.
Oh, thank you.
Both of you. That's ridiculous. You could be using that brain to, like, cure cancer.
No.
I don't think
so.
No. Freestyling.
Yeah.
Time flies, you guys. Calendar.
Kid Craddock in the morning.
Tick it or skip it. We will tell you whether you should tick it or skip it. The latest movie's coming out, and we'll do it just by watching the trailers.
That's right.
Hey, a trailer makes it or breaks it for me.
It broke it for me when I saw you lived in one. I'm like, I'm out.
It was two-story. That was fancy.
That's pretty cool. So the first movie out this week is also the biggest and one of the most anticipated action movies of the summer, Star Trek. Into Darkness.
Now, who exactly is among those highly anticipating this movie?
Entertainment Weekly can't get enough of this. It's on the cover. They're all over it.
Trekkies.
Mm. I mean, it's the only time some guys are going to get out of their mom's basement.
Or, right? Alan, your neighborhood, what do you guys call it?
Star Trek.
Yeah.
Star Trek. Yeah. That's how you tell a big fan.
Dang, yeah. Right.
I think this 1-minute and 53-second trailer was the most Star Trek that I've seen in my entire life.
Really?
Yeah.
We've learned a lot about the cast as they do these junkets around the country. For example, we learned that Chris Pine was bullied in school, and he cries all the time.
A lot of zits.
He said he cries at movies constantly.
And he refers to his woman as his lady.
His lady. We also learned that Zoe Saldana says that she may end up raising her children with a woman.
No.
She's done with men.
Way to go, Chris Pine.
That's just what you do after heartbreak. Bradley Cooper broke her heart, so we just all say we're going to be lesbians for a little bit.
You don't have to. You can still be a woman. You could still be with Rooney Mara, for example.
What did we learn about Zachary Quinto and those interviews he's been doing, kid?
He's cool.
Zachary Quinto, he filled us in on his dad's hotel chain, La Quinto.
Oh.
Which apparently is Spanish for next to Denny's.
Right. It really is.
Right here.
While I am tempted by Chris Pine's devastatingly blue eyes, I think I'm going to have to skip this one.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never really been into the Star Trek TV show. I've made it through life so far, never seen one of the movies. I think I'm going to keep this the streak going.
See, I saw Harold in the trailer, but I didn't see Kumar, so I'm going to have to tick it and find out if they actually got the White Castle.
Okay.
I would tick it, but I'm going to be away watching NASCAR, so I'm going to go ahead and skip it.
I'm going to see this movie for one reason only.
What?
That right after having some surgery and being all drugged up, I was rude to Chris Pine.
Very.
So I want to apologize to him by seeing his movie. And besides, he's so good looking.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
As a guy, I'm allowed to say that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess.
I mean, beat me up, hottie.
See, no, you can't.
You can't, go that
you can't do it like that.
You can't go that
You can say he's good looking, but not beat me up, hottie.
I want to be in the movie ad. Kid Craddock says, beat me up, hottie.
You're listening to the Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast, a condensed version of the show. Kid Craddock in the Morning.